Later today, President Barack Obama is expected to launch a major push for immigration reform. It's a big moment for advocates from California who've been lobbying for this day for years in Washington, D.C. Jacob Fenston reports.
Rewind to November 1994. California Republicans, led by Governor Pete Wilson, passed sweeping anti-immigrant legislation only to spark a backlash and an electoral losing streak going on two decades.
When Pete Wilson began attacking immigrants, he made us aware that we needed to become citizens, we needed to participate.
Eliseo Medina is Secretary Treasurer of the Service Employees International Union. He grew up in Delano in the Central Valley and worked with Cesar Chavez. He says the 2012 presidential election was to the nation what 1994 was to California, a political earthquake.
California is what it is today because immigrants began to take action on their own behalf. And I think what happened in California is catching up throughout the rest of the country.
California has the largest immigrant population in the nation and was one of the first majority-minority states. Benjamin Todd Jealous, director of the NAACP, is another California native. He says immigration reform is particularly needed in a state so dependent on immigrant labor.
We have got to find a way to, on the one hand, keep our state productive, meeting the food needs of our state, the country, and the world, and on the other hand, do so in a way that is humane.
Yesterday on Capitol Hill, a bipartisan group of senators released an immigration reform blueprint. It would include an agriculture guest worker program, more green cards for scientists and engineers, as well as a verification system to keep employers from hiring undocumented workers. For the California Report, I'm Jacob Fenston.
Before sunrise, a delegation of farm workers left Bakersfield to head to Las Vegas, where the president will deliver his speech. There have been a lot of promises for immigration reform made over the years, but United Farm Workers President Arturo Rodriguez is guardedly optimistic.
Farm workers want to hear that they are going to be provided with that path to citizenship, that it's real, that there's a real commitment on the part of the president of the United States to really make this happen.
Farm owners are also hopeful. A statement by Western Growers, a group representing California and Arizona farmers, says it looks forward to working with senators leading the reform effort in Washington, D.C. to ensure whatever plan is developed works for agriculture in this part of the country.